Take us through today's rally and why you organized this to allow for the people to voice their opinion.
Sure. You know, immediately after the comments that were said at the Trump rally in New York City on Sunday sort of made it around both social media and TV, I got a lot of phone calls and I got a lot of texts, and a lot of people said this was outrageous, that they were tired not only already of being not perceived as equal among those in the Republican Party, but truthfully believed what I believe, which is sometimes those comments are made at places like Trump rallies to plant seeds in the minds of those that are aggressive, that could be violent. And we've seen it time and time again. We saw it with the Asian community in towards the end of Trump's term. We see it now with the vitriol against the Haitian community in Ohio. And we know that we're just part of that. You know, the Trump campaign makes it clear that there are people that are that should perceive themselves as Americans, and there are people that shouldn't. And our response to that is we are American. We are proud Americans. Many of us, as you heard earlier, are veterans that have fought in wars, that have dedicated their lives and contribute to this community every day. So to come out and not sort of allow that rhetoric to exist without a response would be wrong on our part. So we felt strongly that we needed to bring a clear message that we are unapologetically Latino, but we are unapologetically American.
I know that this comes within, you know, about 2 weeks, or even a week before the election, which is, you know, next week, Tuesday, obviously. How much does something like this really sway a vote, even with the early voting process starting?
Sure. No, I mean, it's interesting because, I mean, we know that New York State is a solid blue state, and that's not changing. But I've spoken and heard from Latinos in other parts of the country, Pennsylvania, Ohio. There are truly Puerto Ricans in every state in this country, and Latinos in every state in this country. And it made it all the more clear that, you know, how we're perceived by the GOP, by the Trump administration. And honestly, it says a lot that the local Republican candidates that are running for office this year have not denounced it publicly. Probably out of fear. So many Republicans are afraid to rock the Trump boat. But I say that, I look that in the face and say that that's cowardice. We're standing here today, and truthfully, some people of multiple, you know, other party affiliations, this isn't a crowd of just Democrats. We stand together believing not only that we have to stand up, vote, but we need to move in the kind of power that we have. And that is, there are so many Latinos across this country. We know we can make effect in elections. And that was just the kind of, dare I say, motivation that I think a lot of Latinos needed.
And what kind of support have you had from other people in your delegation for not only just the Puerto Rican community, but also the Latino community?
No, I mean, I'd say I'd compliment first Senator Ryan. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was the first person that called me Sunday out of all the elected officials in Western New York. He's represented the West Side for years, represented the Latino community, been very generous in the support towards not just the veterans groups, but all of our cultural institutions. So I give him a special shout out. But, you know, it's very clear. Democrats feel one way, Republicans feel another. You know, there are Democrats across this area. I reached out to folks in Syracuse and in other parts of the state, and it's across the board. Latinos are responding to that message.